This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there on the website, and I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Now, what I'm trying to do with you guys, in case you haven't figured it out yet, one of the questions I ask you on a regular basis, I'm not trying to convert you to the right or convert you to Christianity or anything like that. I wouldn't mind having you there, most of you anyway. But you need to think about what you believe and why you believe what you believe. So I don't care whether you're a Democrat, Republican, Decline the State, Greenpeace, whatever there is out there. There's like 120 of them. Whatever one of those things you decide you are, could you at least be able to defend it? And don't spew me the party line, because I'm not interested. I do it to my Republican friends, too, when they start talking about, you know, lower taxes, smaller government. What does that mean? How do you make that happen? Just like with the Democrats, you know, they want to feed everybody. They want open borders. They want sanctuary cities. How do you pay for that? And it's already been said by the economists and even people on the left, you could take every nickel, every extra nickel or nickel away from billionaires, and guess what you would do? You'd probably fund the government for a couple of weeks, and that's it. So you can't, it doesn't fix anything. It doesn't change anything. This uproar about the tax plan and what have you, when do we start dealing with it? When do we start actually taking chunks away from people that have moved in? Yes, you heard me, moved in on welfare. And you can say it doesn't happen, but it's not true. It does happen. There are people that have, for all intents and purposes, moved in on welfare. Okay? I mean, again, ain't that hard. It ain't that hard to work through. It ain't that hard to think about. It's just, it's infuriating to me sometimes when people just speak the truth. There are people out there living on welfare. I love it when some say, hey, you know, Joe, that's not true. You're not telling the truth because there are people that are on welfare, but they can't stay on it forever. Well, actually, yes, they can. They can get money for their minor children until the day those kids leave the house. You don't believe it? Go look it up yourself. So if you got 5 or 6 or 7 kids, that one woman we talked about in Florida who had 15 kids, for all intents and purposes, she can be on welfare 30, 40, 50 years, for God's sakes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Let's go to David from San Francisco. David, thanks for calling the show.
Yeah, how are you, Joe? Yeah, I...
Good.
Man, I'll tell you, if you're a Christian and you're talking about kicking widows and orphans off of the welfare rolls, doesn't sound very Christian to me.
Well, David, one of the rules on the show is if you're going to twist what I say, I'm not going to listen to you. I didn't say that you kick widows and orphans. I specifically said there are people who game the system and they stay on it for years and years and years.
How about somebody blind?
Did I say anything about blind people? This, it's disability insurance.
Well, if somebody's on for years and years and years, wouldn't that
disability, but who gamed the system? When you're talking about somebody who's blind, and if they're on disability, they've paid into it and they're entitled to be on it. So let's move on to a reality situation.
Okay, well, let's say, how about, first, you believe in Moses?
Yes, I believe that Moses existed. I don't think he's here anymore, but yeah.
All right, well, Moses had a whole lot of laws. One of them that
yes,
I admire
did.
The
well,
most.
Well, actually, they were God's laws that Moses passed down to us, but go ahead.
Sure. One of those that I admire the most is Jubilee. And I have the toughest time getting Christians to go along with Jubilee.
Mm-hmm. So do we live under the David? Do we live under the Old Testament now? Do we now?
Well, you remember what
pick
Jubilee
and choose
is?
Which ones we live under?
Do you remember what Jubilee is?
Yeah, it's a, for all intents and purposes, it's a wiping, it's a refresh and a wiping clean of debt. It's where you don't grow anything for the year. You allow the ground to rest. Yeah.
All right. So Jubilee. When, especially in a large city or in a region, a kingdom sometimes, if the money gets fleeced, like some enormous, the king gets suckered in an enormous way, and the money becomes totally phony, you have to figure some way of getting the civilization to start over.
Yeah.
Like you're
playing you sound like you're talking about Jerry Brown, but keep going.
Well, Monopoly. You know, it's monopoly money after a point. World War II, in between World War I and World War II, Germany went through a period where they had to have wheelbarrows full of money to buy a loaf of bread. Wheelbarrows full of money. Now, it was a scam. The nation of Germany was trying to rip off the British and the French and the Belgians and everybody else they invaded, and they made the money so worthless that when it came time to paying it off, it was, ha, 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 we paid you in, you know, this 7 trillion Deutschmarks, but the Deutschmark isn't worth a penny.
You're going to run out of time, so you need to get to
Jubilee.
It.
Jubilee is a huge thing. Now, I consider Trump organized crime. And when you look at what he's doing, say this tax bill, you know, this is the take the money and
wait a minute, David. So if you consider Trump organized crime, then you must consider Obama a saint. Describe sainthood, right?
I didn't say that.
Because they're two totally opposite different people.
Obama was not only a fool, but he also knew that he wasn't getting anything out of Congress, right? Anything.
Well, he could have for the first 2 years.
By saboteurs, right?
Yeah. David, we got... we dragged it on too long. We're up on the commercial. Hold on. I'll give you a few minutes on the other side of the break. You're going to have to hold on. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We're going to get a Moses lesson right after this.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. No singing. No singing. Please, no singing. I'm Joe Bacidi, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do. Well, you know what? Don't do that stuff till after the show or during the breaks, because I want you to pay attention to what's going on during the show, because that's when all the actions happen. Actually, sometimes it happens during the break. Is when all the real action happens. All right, so we have David from San Francisco. We were talking about, well, welfare and Moses and Jubilee and what really all that means to us. David, thank you for calling.
Well, when you think about Jubilee being the idea that the money has become tainted in some way, that the whether it's cheating has happened so rampantly, in the case of Washington, freezing at Valley Forge, the British had counterfeited the continental dollar, so Ben Franklin and the boys had to get out new printing presses and make up some new design, and the patriotic money was back indeed. So in the case of if Trump is organized crime, like I claim, then, everything he's doing is making organized crime money. And in fact, just in the news, top of the hour, didn't the airlines now don't even need to spend the ink to tell you an itemized bill?
Okay, but
they don't need to tell you what. How much
I hear you, and
cost.
And we could do this all night, and we can pick on everything that's wrong in society. But let's get back to you went down the road of Jubilee. Well, wait a minute. You went down the road of the Jubilee in the year of Moses or in the era of Moses. And one of the reasons for Jubilee was because people were getting all caught up in bills, these money changers, money lenders, whatever. People were just, their whole life would have been about, paying off the man with the money. So they had to collect their money within 7 years and they were done. There was a lot of significance. The ground had to be refreshed and rejuvenated every 7 years. You couldn't plant on it. So there were reasons behind this other than the nasty money people.
Yeah, it's right. The laws of physics. So,
okay.
In fact, you can look at it even with 7 years. If in the laws of physics, it says for every action, there's a separate and equal reaction, right? That's just kind of the way things work. If we do something and something else is going to happen in a one-to-one ratio.
Right.
Well,
okay.
The world of money, and especially world of interest rates, says that for every action, there's a separate reaction plus profit.
Okay.
Or plus dividends. Or plus,
and
rate of
there's
return.
Nothing, and, is, that, is there a problem? Well, is there a problem with profit?
Well, it's God's green earth. Somebody's burning it up extra fast, and they're not given the time to refresh.
But
so
you think God has a problem with... Well, that's why he gave you the 7 years. But are you saying there's a problem with profit, though? I'm trying to understand where you're coming from.
Oh, well, profit, there's a clear one. Have you heard of the LIBOR scandal?
Well, no. I'm trying to stay over here with the...
Well, I am.
I don't want to go into every story on the planet.
We're
talking about Jubilee and God's nasty...
LIBOR.
All right, but let's stay with it. David, if you don't stay with me, I can't keep you on. So you were talking about profit as it pertains to the law of God and Moses and Jubilee. You think God is against profit?
God works by... Are the laws of physics the laws of God?
The laws of physics are the laws that God made, but is God against profit? It's simple. If I toil and I raise food and I sell it and I make a few bucks on it, is that sinning?
Well, in the world of economics, something that goes over the line becomes what they call an externalized cost, something that they're passing on to the future.
But
so
I'm trying to...
on a damage to your kids to clean up.
What's the damage? I'll let the ground take care of itself every 7 years. But can we come back to the first question? Is God against making a profit?
Well, pollution is when they don't clean it up.
David,
and profit
one more time.
Is when they don't
one more time, and I'm going to hang up on you.
Where do you
is God
profit?
Against making a profit?
Profit is when you're stealing from God.
So God. In Luke, when Jesus taught us the lesson of the talents, then God was teaching us how to steal from him so that we would sin.
So repeat the lesson of the talents.
Yeah, who was the wicked one in the lesson of the talents?
I don't remember this story at all.
Really? And you're talking to me about Moses? My friend, the lesson of the talents was the wicked servant was the one who buried his ruler's money, and he didn't make any money on it. The other two made money on theirs. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay.
And I never did make any sense of it. It doesn't, because the laws of physics are the laws of God. And
wait a minute. But God made the laws of physics, so he's in charge, correct?
Yeah, but do you know who tampered with the Bible? I honestly never did figure out
David.
that whole story.
Some night we'll do a lesson on that, but I got to move on because you've eaten up two segments.
In my eyes, like I say, Trump is organized crime. He's taking the money and running.
Right.
And
God,
that's
he's what
the tax bill is.
Hey, David, have a great weekend,
right,
really. I mean that sincerely. Be safe. I'm Joe Messina, your host. this is the problem. Why I have a hard time taking callers sometimes. I want people to stay on task. And don't yank me all over the place and don't give me every little Don't give me every little story that you have about something that isn't quite right, you know? And if you're going to talk to me, look, I'm no expert on the Bible. I got a little bit of knowledge. And what I do know is that God is fine with profit. And he's not fine with greed, but he's fine with profit. Because here's the deal. How do you feed your neighbor if you don't have food to feed your own family? How do you pay the electric bill of your neighbor should you need to help them out? How do you take care of those widows and those orphans if you don't have enough money to take care of yourself? If you can't put gas in your own car, how do you put gas in a lady's car next door so she can drive to see her doctor? I mean, I love these people that just think it's that black and white. And then you're going to call, and the first name you're going to bring up is Moses, and the story of the talents are almost as common as the story of the crucifixion. So, God, yes, you heard me say it. Some of you will pop an eyeball. God has no problem with profit. He has no problem. Jesus had a treasury. God had a problem with profit. Jesus was breaking the law. I don't know what to tell you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I don't mind opposing views at all. I really don't. People have learned a certain way. They come at things a certain way. God bless America. When we come back, Alan Dershowitz is being pummeled on Twitter, which I think is hilarious. Because here's a guy most of the time that, you know, he's not a right-wing goose-stepping person, is he? And the left is beating him up for agreeing with something that Trump did. It shows you they're not interested in right and wrong. They're interested in their ideology. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I love this song. I love horns. I think they're wonderful. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And that was the theme from Police Squad, right? Do you guys remember the dumbest show in the world? I mean, if you really wanted to sit around and just let your brain kind of gel, it would be a great show to watch because you didn't have to think. All you had to do was giggle at the dumbest jokes in the world. Anyway, don't let me forget the air conditioning one because that's hilarious.
Do it now.
I'm going to do the Dershowitz thing. Okay. Dershowitz, whatever. So Alan Dershowitz, who made a comment about President Trump, he's just being pummeled. And let me see. I want to see what he said. Alan, tweeted by Trump, shunned by liberal friends. The famed liberal lawyer has won friends on the right and lost some on the left for his theory on obstruction of justice. So he told him the truth. He laid out what true obstruction was. And they didn't like it. Now, here's a guy. Right? All you Facebook lefties that are out there listening, because I know you secretly listen. So you're out there, you Facebook attorneys. I think Facebook, if you're listening, you guys need to come up with certificates, like legal certificates and doctor certificates and, you know, climate certificate, I mean, you know, whatever they are. Because there's so many experts that aren't certificated, and maybe we'd believe them more if you got your certificate. Let me tell you something about Dershowitz. Dershowitz. There you go. Dershowitz. I know I'd get it right eventually. So Dershowitz was one of the youngest attorneys to ever be at Harvard College, at Harvard Law School. Okay? I mean, he became a full-blown teacher, I think it was at 28. Let me see. Do I have this information? I had it up here a second ago. Oh, there it is. God, I hate when I do this. I get so excited about something, then I forget about it. Because I'm not going to come back to it, right? Anyway, he taught at Harvard College. He's a brilliant lawyer. They love him. He spent most of his, he has spent almost all his time as a liberal. Okay? So he's, again, like I said, he spent most of his career at Harvard Law School. At the age of 28, he became the youngest full professor of law in history. He has won all kinds of awards. He's a regular on CNN. He's also a Fox News contributor. Right? And he's been involved in some very, very, very high-profile legal cases. So when he comes out to support President Trump on something, one thing, they ate him up. Right? Because he's such a nasty guy. And because he's siding with the president. No, he's not siding with the president. He's siding with the law. Right? And we have people shouting things at him on Twitter like, even non-lawyers know you're wrong. Really? Because non-lawyers know the law so well. You know, most people in prisons, you know they're in there, they're innocent. Just ask them, they'll tell you. Because they'll tell you what law the police or the judge ignored in putting him in jail. You know what I'm saying? And the man stood on his principles and he didn't care, and he got beat up. And then some moron, I love this one, this is my favorite. Because they were talking about obstruction of justice, and he was laying them out on what true obstruction was. And one guy said to him, well, Mr. Dershowitz, he said, Hillary Clinton wouldn't have obstructed justice in the Oval Office. I mean, seriously? This guy's for real. And was this between highs? Did he not remember how much obstruction she did in the email server probe? Or does he just not care? You know? I mean, I don't always agree with the guy. I don't always like what he says. But I know that he's an attorney. I know he has a clue. So for me, he wins my vote on this one. Because he was willing to step up and stand out and not at all care about what was going to be said about him or around him. You know, that's the other nice thing. Some of these older folks, they are all over this stuff. And they don't care what you think and they don't care what you say. Because they've got to live with themselves. That's when you know you've truly matured. When you don't care what people around you say, because you got to live with yourself. And that's a big deal. Here's another one that should make you, it's a quickie, a short one. Adam Schiff, you know, the the poster child for integrity. Anyway, he said, let me tell you why character counts. Obama in Oval Office, he was respected. And he appealed to the best of us. He was scandal-free. Give me another hit off the crack pipe. Seriously, because I can't understand this. He says, Trump's in the Oval Office. He's reviled. He divides us. His associates are charged. He's endorsed by a pedophile. He endorses a pedophile. Right. Because the Obamas, you just poked me. The Obamas endorsed, embraced, hugged up, rubbed against the biggest victim shamer on the planet, Mrs. Clinton, who called every one of Billy Bob's victims all kinds of names. Right? I mean, do you see the sickness here when they don't even see themselves what they're doing? And now the Democrats who were loving up on the Clintons are now saying, yeah, you know, Bill should have stepped down maybe. Right? I mean, are these people serious? So Roy's got to step down because he's been accused. And, you know, some of these people, like Frankenstein, I was saying that he shouldn't have stepped down unless he admits that these are real, that these are true. Right? These other fellows that are stepping down and stepping against, look, if you haven't done anything wrong, do not let them run you out. Stick to your guns and do the right thing. Just because somebody, again, I'm going to keep going back. I'm going to use the one that the Democrats were salivating over. They were drooling all over themselves. Right? The Duke Lacrosse scandal. We got these boys. We got these guys dead to rights. Really? Seriously? So to me, you look at this stuff. And you gotta say to yourself, when do we fight this through? When do we stop this crazy garbage and actually fight this stuff through? I'm tired of it. I'm tired of giving up. I'm tired of backing off. No more backing off. No more giving up. We need to push through and keep pushing through and keep pounding on the door. You know, my buddy Dave from San Francisco got a little biblical. Yo, Dave, how could you not know about the talent story? But anyway, this is another parable, Dave, should you want to go check it out, about a guy that kept knocking on the judge's door at night because he wanted some bread. And he was ignored until finally the judge said, if I don't give this guy what he wants, he's not going to go away. So we need to do the same thing. We need to not let these guys get away with anything. We need to be on them, on them, on them, on them, on them, okay? So a writer for the Telegraph says that, this is great, women have finally smashed through the glass ceiling to join men in the boardroom, but when it comes to the office and office temperatures, they're yet to come in from the cold. A new study has shown that air conditioning units are designed for the body temperature and metabolism of men. Well, who did this study? Most climate control systems in modern offices are based on the resting metabolic rate of a 40-year-old man, which runs up to 30% faster than a woman's. So while men are comfortable in the workplace, the majority of women would need conditions to be nearly 4 degrees warmer, leaving them forced to don jumpers and cardigans and all kinds of stuff in the summer just to stay warm. Now, you know this is a plot. You know that this is a scheme. We've been working on this for years. The way to get you to leave us alone is to keep you so cold in the office that you can't even talk. I don't know why this is such a surprise to you. Don't you know that everything we do, every engineer, every architect, his first thought is, how do I play with these women? How do I mess with their minds? Yep. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Really, got a lot more good stuff in front of us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, head up to my website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do out there on the website. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us overall. I really do. You know, I know there's a thousand other shows you can listen to, but you've chosen this one, which for me tells me how smart you actually are. How smart I think you are. How's that? You know, we've been added to the lineup. I want to give a shout-out to the Good Time Talk out of Arizona. Yes, I'll use all my tongue and my lips. Don't you wish? They're part of the Cutting Edge Radio Network. And like I told you, we've got a lot of good things happening. You know, some of the shows, some of the stations that you guys are calling or listening and paying attention. We've got, I hate when I do this. Because I go brain dead for a second. You've all been there. Don't give me that stuff. We've got stations that we're talking with right now to come on board. So I really want you to get involved. I really want you not to be afraid to pick up the phone and call people. We start this weekend on 97.1 FM out of Florence. That's News Talk and Sports, WBCF. So if you're in the Florida area, you have friends there, let them know about it. I mean, I'm not Florida. God! Florence, Alabama. Jeez. Well, I never said I was the sharpest knife in the drawer either. You're giving me that look. We've been together long enough. I know what that look means. If you don't have FM in your car, maybe you have a 1941 Packard or something. You can also find us at WBCF 1240 AM, which is not in Florida. It's in Alabama as well. Florence, Alabama, sister station to 97.1. Enjoy the show. I hope you catch it there. It'll keep your heart pumping over the weekend. And look, here's the deal. If you love the show, you want to hear more of it, you're out of that area, call the station manager and tell him. Say, look, why just on the weekends? Get this guy on all week long. But you can find the rest of the stations up on the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, check out the rest of the stations up there as well. I'm going to get back to some of these stories. Christmas is coming up. If you need my personal address to send me a gift, I'll give it to you. Just send me an email. Look, I can try, right? I mean, what's the worst? What's the worst they're going to do is say no? It's really that easy. I don't know if any other president, you know, it's really funny how they always say President Obama was picked on because he was black. President Trump is picked on, why? Because he has a big mouth? Because he's got money? Right? Because he's too sure of himself? Not humble enough for most people? So the other day, I guess he slurred. Now, apparently, if you haven't listened to my show, I slur all the time. I don't drink. One's got nothing to do with the other. It's got to do with your tongue being too big and being away in your mouth sometimes. But they were upset because did President Trump slur his Jerusalem speech? Why do I care? No, seriously, why do I care? They think he slurred it at the end because he had a problem with God or something. I don't know. Because he says, thank you, God bless you, and God bless Israel, God bless the Palestinians, and God bless the United States. The Twitterverse went crazy, pointing out that he mispronounced states, like I just did. Listeners include actress Mia Farrow. Boy, is she back from the dead or something? What's with her? I haven't heard from her forever. They expressed their concerns and questioned his health state. Other one a step further and wondered if Trump wears dentures. Who cares? You didn't ask these questions when Hillary went to a full-on seizure during the campaign. You didn't care. You weren't interested. And if you look at that video and you say there was nothing wrong with her, all she did was slip, you're a liar. Because even doctors have looked at that. Other experts have looked at that and said, no, she went into a seizure. Really that simple. But you can't admit to it. See, what you don't understand, if you would just admit to it and move on, it wouldn't be such a big deal. But you've made it a big deal because you keep lying and covering for her. That's the sad part, is the Clintons can do no wrong. No matter what, they can never do anything wrong. So it keeps us sitting there going, there's no way. No way we're going to allow you to get away with this, ever. And then one of the other big stories was, are Donald Trump's teeth real? Right? I mean, how about this? I got a better one for you. Is that little Asian guy going to really launch a nuke at California? Why don't we ask that question instead? Don't we think that requires an answer? Shouldn't we be talking about that? Was that too much? Maybe that's too deep for anybody to talk about. They were talking about watching Donald Trump's speech again, recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital today. Watch it again, because if you haven't, you'll notice something. Beyond the usual weirdness, right? The usual weirdness of what, Trump? Seems a bit weird about the president's speech pattern, mostly that it seems like he's trying to talk around his teeth while they slip from his gums. Let me ask you a question. Do you think a billionaire would have cheap dentures? I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, I just went and looked because I have to have a tooth fixed. And they're talking about a $6,000 implant, which I can't afford. If any of you want to send money, I'd be more than happy to do that. But if they went to him and said, hey, Donnie, we can fix those teeth at 10 grand a tooth, right? That's cookie jar money for that man. Do you realize that? Did you watch that? So if you watch him speak, he's always got a weird thing go down with his mouth. And frankly, I don't care if he has dentures. As long as he gets the point across, who cares? And then other people are having fun, right? Because he's got dentures on. Shows you how old he is. Like, get over yourselves. If we ever did that, again, if we ever said anything even close to this about Hillary, what do you think would happen? What kind of names do you think I'd be called? You'd be called whatever. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And here's the other thing I've never been able to understand with the people on the left. You have Donald Trump, Mr. Obama, Mr. Clinton. All these people have talked about making Jerusalem, making Jerusalem the capital of Israel, even sending it to Congress to be signed off on. And I don't get it. Everybody had a problem with it. Donald Trump does it, and everybody has a problem with it. Nothing before. And this is going to get the Palestinians mad. So what? What doesn't? Now, just so you don't think it's Joe lying and it's fake news, let's hear President Billy Bob back in 1992.
Jerusalem is still the capital of Israel and must remain an undivided city accessible to all.
Yay! He's on our side!
As soon as I take office, I will begin the process of moving the United States ambassador to the city of Israel as chosen as its capital.
Yeah, another lie. So there's two lies. Let's see if we can go for three.
I continue to say that Jerusalem will be the capital of Israel, and I have said that.
I know you're going to get mad at me, but Mr. Obama, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. It's not going to be. It is. And just because we move in there doesn't make it the capital. It just means we affirm and believe that it's the capital. I mean, I give you a chance to rephrase it, but I know you don't listen to me.
Before, and I will say it again.
And Jerusalem will remain the capital of Israel.
Oh, there you go. So sometime before him running in 8, it must have become the capital. So I don't know.
And it must remain undivided.
We will move the American embassy to the eternal capital of the Jewish people, Jerusalem.
Now, Billy Bob said it. George W. said it. Obama said it. Billy Bob Clinton said it. Trump did it. And he's the bad guy. So apparently the American populace now wants us to lie to them. They don't expect presidents to keep their promises. They don't expect presidents to do what they actually said they were going to do during the campaign. Is that really what we've come to? Seriously, what we've come to? I mean, that's sad.
Therefore, I have determined that it is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver.
Amen. And that's what they hate about him. He just calls it out. Ham Double Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much for being with us, for listening, for paying attention. Be safe. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless.